I'm waiting for my Christmas card from my very good friend, Father Thomas Sodomino, for the Archdiocese of Philadelphia. And perhaps when I go to my mailbox today, I will discover my beautiful Christmas card. Here's one that he gave me from a few years ago. I keep all of these. It always has a beautiful image of the Annunciation on the front cover, some beautiful classical piece of artwork on the front cover. But on the inside is what will shock you. Of course, he has some beautiful phrase in Latin, verbum caro factum est, right? Those beautiful words that we'll get to genuflect at twice today, as we always do in the traditional Mass. And he has the beautiful quote from the Gospel today, Ave, gratia plena Dominus tecum, Benedicta tu in mulieribus, those beautiful words composed in heaven by the Archangel Gabriel that lines the north side of the church. So beautiful. But after he says all of these beautiful things, this is the thing that will shock you. As long as our country treats the fruit of the womb as disposable, I will send my Christmas cards 9 months early to tell all that the child in the womb is sacred. Wow. This Christmas card isn't late. This Christmas card is 9 months early. Because today is the day that Jesus was conceived of his mother, Mary, by the overshadowing of the most Holy Spirit. This Christmas card is 9 months early because of the sacredness of the fruit of the womb. That is absolutely beautiful and shocking. And I would encourage all of you to take up this very, very pious practice. And it's so perfect, isn't it? Exactly 9 months from today, we'll be celebrating the Feast of Christmas, Jesus' birth. And this church will be packed to the gills, right? They'll be in the rafters, they'll be in the narthex, they'll be in the aisles. Everyone will be coming out for the birth of Jesus, because that's what this life begins at birth. We know that life begins at conception. And so how fitting it is, so typical of the world today, only a few people come to Mass today. Just like very few people acknowledge that life begins at the moment of conception. How precious life is for those 9 months in the womb. And so I think it's fitting in the church's divine providence that in our world that sees life beginning at birth, right, we all come out for Christmas, and while we don't come out for today's solemnity, first-class feast of Annunciation, in this world that believes life only begins in birth. Holy Mother Church has her bells ringing out at 6 in the morning, at noon, and at 6 p.m. every single solitary day, except during the sacred history of the world. Yes, every day, 3 times a day, every Catholic church bells ring out at those sacred hours, and more. incarnation of Christ thy Son, was made known unto us as an angel, made by his passion and cross, being brought to the glory of his resurrection, through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. We talk about the whole mystery of salvation, right? From the very beginning of today, with the conception, all the way to the passion and resurrection. So glorious, that prayer. Where does it come from? Comes from today's Mass and the post-communion prayer. That is the origin at the traditional Mass of that beautiful prayer that we say. So think about that in particular ways. I do that post-communion.